Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. The simple fact is that we rely totally on the truth that God is merciful. We've sinned against him and those around us, and if he were to insist on being just, then we wouldn't stand a chance. However, God is rich in mercy, to use Paul's wonderful expression in Ephesians chapter 2. God has chosen to set us free from our sin because of his love for us. That all sounds wonderful, but we need to realize that God doesn't merely ask us to show mercy, but demands that we do so. Receiving his mercy and hugging it to ourselves is not an option. Since we have received mercy, we're required to be merciful to others. Showing mercy sounds easy and straightforward, right up to the moment when we need to put it into practice. When people have been rude to us or gone out of their way to hurt us, we all instinctively want to hit back. We want justice because we shouldn't be treated like that. It isn't right. Jesus isn't denying the reality of our suffering. He knew all about being abused and ill-treated. However, he calls us not to fight back or to seek justice, but to show mercy. The person who has learned to show mercy has learned the meaning of sympathy. The word sympathy comes from the Greek word pathos and literally means to suffer with another person. We do this by seeking to walk in their shoes. Yes, we may have been unfairly treated, and that's not right, but the person who's harmed us has their own difficulties and struggles. Perhaps the way in which they spoke or acted towards us is because of their own inner turmoil. As we understand more about them, it will be increasingly easy to forgive them. As the French proverb says, to know all is to forgive all. However hard it may be, we need to forgive them, and in that way offer them the opportunity for their healing. This is tough in the extreme. But that's what Jesus is saying with the sure knowledge that if we act mercifully, we will be shown mercy. So let me ask you a question. In what situations have you needed to show mercy recently? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you that you are rich in mercy and have always been so generous and forgiving to us. Give us the strength to be merciful to others when they have hurt and offended us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In the Home Depot, te traemos el secreto para tener el mejor jardín. Empieza agregando Miracle-Gro Soil a tu jardín. Tiene todo lo que tus plantas necesitan para crecer fuertes. Llévate ahora en compra especial 4 bolsas por $10. Después, mantén alejadas las malas hierbas con Scott's Earth Grow Mulch. Ahora 4 bolsas por $10. ¿Y listo? Nadie tiene por qué enterarse. Llévate todo para tu jardín con los ahorros de Memorial Day en The Home Depot.